Are you ready for an incredible morning of sound? Because I think that's what you're going to be doing. This is Raina. If you don't know who Raina is, I think every one of us knows who Raina Lombard is. I have known Raina for 28 years. Is that why you chose me? I mean, I have watched her grow up into this magnificent healer. She is so incredible. I'm awe-inspired. Every time I listen, last time I came, I listened to you do the sounds of the dolphins. And as I said before, with the ancient wisdom, the dolphins are the incarnation of Isis, which is the God self that lives within your body. And so when she does these wonderful sounds, let your body receive them. And you have the marriage to the body that way through the sounds. So she's an incredible psycho-spiritual healer, hypnotherapist. She has her own counseling and marriage and family counseling. She does workshops. This woman is incredible. We shared an office in 1997, and she was busy then. And she's still busy and cooking now. And I just want all of us to welcome her here. Aho!
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here with you again. And I also want to thank Gloria Fasano for bringing your dolphin picture that you made. It's beautiful. She's a wonderful artist. And of course, we have the dolphins here helping us with ascending into our fourth and fifth dimensional light bodies. So that represents, this is actually an orca, but dolphin orca kind of combo energy being, sentient being. And then I found this picture again. It shows the planets and the evolution of consciousness through the dolphin energies. So the dolphins are here. I'm invoking them now. So take a nice deep breath and just opening all your cells, your DNA to the dolphins. They are jumping for joy. They cannot wait. They are here for you today and always. Just be opening to them. So thank you. We're so grateful for all the healing and the connections that we're making with the dolphin realm today. And I'm also going to send around some beautiful shells, and take one that you are gravitating toward, and we'll be using that as part of our healing today as a way of grounding with the ocean. So start that. Yes, you may keep it as a gift. Infusing lots of good energy into the shell, and then every time you see the shell or you touch the shell, it brings back the healing again. So you're going to be activated and reactivated today with the dolphin energies. Okay, it's all up to you and how you want to open to receiving what's happening today. So you may want to think, as we start, think of a situation or have an intention of what you might want to receive today. And if you're not clear, just say, I'm to receive what's for my very highest good today, what's for my highest evolution in my spiritual growth today. And you will receive that, whether you know it consciously or you know it more on subtle levels, doesn't really matter. The important thing is that you open your mind, your heart, your spirit, your body, your energy, your consciousness to the healing that you're about to receive today. And you're already receiving it. It's not like going to happen in 5 minutes or a half an hour. Okay, it's here and now. So I hope you all can stay till about 11. And if you can't, that's okay. You'll receive what you can today, and that's all good. So for those of you that were here last year, I want to thank you again for signing my dolphin card. This just came to me. I kept buying dolphin cards, and I said, well, who are these dolphin cards for? And then the dolphins told me, well, this one's for you. This is so other people can acknowledge you and write from their heart what they received from the dolphin presentation. So this was last year at this time. And so I'm going to send that around. And I also have a new one for today. And so if you want to wait till after the circle and come up and sign it, or if you're feeling moved at any time, you may do that as well. So I'm going to... So what's the consensus? Wait till after the circle or send it around during the presentation?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I will do that. The one other thing I'm going to do is I have this email list, and if you're interested in going on a dolphin adventure, when the dolphins and the whales have their babies, that's a great time to go to Big Island. So I'll be also sending that around. Stay on my email list, and I'd be happy to let you know when it's coming up, because this kind of a trip takes planning. I've been on quite a few different dolphin adventures, a yoga adventure in 2004 with One Heart Center. I've also been one of the healers for Dr. Lori Moore for her awakening journeys, unconditional awakening journeys that she does over in Hawaii. And they're wonderful, and they do take some planning in advance, and you get your airfare, and you get excited, and you find out who's going, and you just get in the groove of it a little in advance. So that takes about 9 months planning. So, are you ready? Okay, sorry. You'll have to put up with some of my little playfulness here. The dolphins are jumping up in my body. I'm what you call one of these kinesthetic, clairsentient, clairaudient, clairvoyant kind of people. And I telepathically communicate with the dolphins all the time. And it started back in around 1990 when I went to the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. How many of you have seen the Dolphin Education Center in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel? Any of you? It's really a nice oasis in the middle of all that craziness. And that's where Siegfried and Roy had their White Tiger show, and they have what they call the Secret Garden next to the dolphin tanks, and it's just a really special place to be. So while I was there, I was connecting with the dolphins, but I wasn't quite aware of how deep my connection was until 1997. And at that time, I went to the Healing Summit in Monterey, and this was put on by Creative Health Network.
That's me.
Yay, Pat! That's right. That was a very special event where healers all over the world came and presented whatever they were, into at the time. And it was a wonderful gathering of many, many healers and people who are spiritual seekers. And I met a special woman named Ashleya Nielsen from Maui. And she and I just made this really strong connection. And I didn't bring her book, but it's called The Dolphin Tribe. And after I met her, I was just enthralled with her because she's this gorgeous blonde woman. She reminds me of a mermaid. And she has beautiful dolphin energy. And so I bought her book and I bought her dolphin meditation. And I just started working with it. And pretty soon in my meditation, I realized that I was being inducted and initiated into the dolphin tribe. And it just came to me through my awareness, oh, it's happening. And it's just to be open to kind of some of these changes that can happen for you, too. How many of you had those aha, awarenesses that things were happening for you and through connections because you were open? And this happens continually with the dolphins. So after that, I just said, okay, and I started affirming that. And, when I would do my dolphin talks, I would write down, hey, I'm in the dolphin tribe. And you probably are, too, if you're attracted to dolphins. So after I met her, I started really wanting to be in the water with the dolphins. So back in 2003, I was just recovering from my ruptured appendix and all of that, so I decided, oh, it's time to take a cruise. So my husband and I went to New York for 4 days, and then we got on the boat in New York, and we went to Bermuda. And I hadn't even been thinking consciously that I'm going to swim with the dolphins, but it was definitely going on in my subconscious and my superconscious mind. I was being led to that. So we get out, and we're just, having a day in Bermuda. I think we were in Hamilton. And I see a sign. It says Dolphin Quest. And so I go over there, and I said, well, do you happen to have any openings? I'm not thinking that they would, because usually, you have to get on this list in advance and all this. And they said, yes, we have one opening. Can you come in, you know, half an hour. And I said, oh, sure. So there we were. Came back, and I went on this amazing journey with the dolphins. And that's that picture that's going around of me kissing the dolphins. Yeah. And what's really great about dolphins in captivity, and people say, oh, well, you know, they're just being trained to perform, and, you know, the poor dolphins. Well, the dolphins have contracted to come in and work with us in whatever way is going to work. So they're happy to be there. We hope they're being treated well and all, of course. And I've heard some horror stories I don't want to go into now. But it was a really special to be in the water with the dolphins and to watch how the trainer was working with our group. So we all got in a big circle in the water, and the dolphin is going around the circle, and we can pet the dolphin, keeps going, and pet the dolphin about 3 or 4 different times, and then the trainer would kind of decide what games the dolphin would play with different people, because she kind of intuitively knows where to go with the dolphin, with that particular person in the water with them. So, you know, they're throwing hoops at with the dolphin and doing little games, and then it gets down to me, and I'm the last person. So she asked me to get closer to the dolphin, and pretty soon the dolphin came right up to my mouth and kissed me. And yes, I signed up for pictures, because they took pictures. It's great to have a picture. No jealousy, huh, Marm? Anyway, and so that was really, really special to have the pictures of me with the dolphin. And then, all of a sudden, this huge dolphin, which is the largest male, named Kyber, gets up on his dorsal fin, and he puts his flippers right out, and I just got to dance with that dolphin, and it was so much fun. And I'm just feeling exhilarated, because having the underbelly of the dolphin next to me, it was really a very sensual experience, I have to say. Those beings put out a lot of energy, you know, and I was open to receiving. It was really very cool. I highly recommend dancing with the dolphins. Yeah, so how many of you have been in the water with the dolphins? Yay! It's so awesome. And you'll get a chance to share more about your experience in a couple minutes. So this is kind of my journey with the dolphins. So after that, it just, of course, I just felt another level of activation being with the dolphins. So I'm in meditation, and what's beautiful about being with connecting with dolphins or angels or people or whoever you want to connect with, they can come into your meditation and be with you anytime. So I was having this really incredible meditation not too long after that, and I was just getting messages like, go talk to Mary, go see Mary. And Mary's from One Heart Center. And I was teaching my coaching classes there, laser light coaching. And I said, Mary, I'm really getting this strong feeling about having a trip to Hawaii. Is your group, you know, getting ready to go to Hawaii? She says, well, we're thinking about it, but we just really don't have the trip together. So I wasn't the only one doing this. There was another gal named Catherine who was also in my coaching circle, and she was getting the same information. So Mary says, well, I guess we're going to get a trip together. So pretty soon, 2004, in January, we went to the Big Island, and that was my first trip to the Big Island. I had been on all the other islands, but not that one. So it was really, really, really special to go with this group from One Heart Center. So we go, and at that time, I was still just pretty sensitive from my surgeries. You know, my body was still coming back. So I'm in the water in KK Bay, Kealakekua Bay. And that's just, to me, the most fabulous place to swim with dolphins and to see the coral and the fish next to Captain Cook's there. It's about 30 minutes south of Kona on the Big Island, on the west side of the island. How many of you have been there? Magical. Incredible. You know. So we go out in these kayaks, and I get in the water with Mary. Mary's my partner, and I'm like so excited because she is such an incredible being. And we start calling the dolphins very gently, and we're saying, Naya, Naya. because that's their name in Hawaiian. And pretty soon, we look around, and there are dolphins all around. And I put my head in the water because I have my, you know, my mask on, and they're all over. And it's so incredible. It's like there's light coming off of them. It was a phenomenal experience. Pretty soon, I'm feeling all this kind of tingling it down my arm, and then pretty soon it's starting to hurt, like itch. And I go, what's going on? And I look, and there's like these little, teeny little jellyfish kind of things biting me.
Oh.
Okay? So I said, Mary, I'm having such a great experience, but I'm in pain. I don't know whether to go back and get my antihistamine. And she was very calm and very loving, and she says, well, let's get in the kayak and let's go get it, because, you know, we weren't that far from the shore. So we get in the kayak, we start pedaling towards shore, and then all of a sudden, I start getting a message, I'm guessing from the dolphins, like, you are okay. And I'm like, come back. So I said, okay, I'm okay. And I told Mary, she goes, you sure? I go, yeah. So we get back in the water, and pretty soon the tingling goes away. And I said, thank you, I'm good. So that was a really important thing for me to get at that time. Yeah. So again, we're in the water and just having this great, fun experience. And then going down and seeing the colors, you know, the blues and the neons and the, you know, the orange fish and all the coral. Are you getting the picture? It is so bright, brilliant, and energetically very light and loving, and just an amazing experience. Let's just sit with that for a second. Whew. Yeah. Deep and profound. Yeah. And I feel this shifting going on in my body, like I'm moving to really live fifth dimensional reality at that time. It was very, very profound. So we all get back and we all get home and we're excited to share about our experiences. And that's when we made our treasure maps. And just at that time, I knew I have to be in Hawaii. There's just no doubt about it. I can be there in my mind. I can feel it in my body. And I really want to put that on my, you know, treasure map, because I want to move to Hawaii part-time. So that was the goal I set for myself back in 2004. I come back, I tell my husband about it. He's like, he's working still, you know, just, and oh, whatever, Raina, you know, is on doing her thing. And it's okay.
You learn to adapt.
So, sure, I put pictures of the ocean and the dolphins all over my board, and then I have this loving couple at a beach house next to the water, of course. And I'm just praying that with all the earth changes that the water will be where it's supposed to be when I'm ready to move. And I'll be there. And so it's very powerful, because being with the dolphins really helps us manifest our dreams. And so let's just take a moment now and turn over your blue sheet to the other side, because I want to share with you lessons from listening to the dolphins. Okay? And this comes from Bobby Sandoz's book. It's a fabulous book, because she discovered the lessons from being in the water with the dolphins. And I highly recommend the book. So before we get into all that, I'm just going to open it up to sharing, and then we can talk more about the qualities of the higher self. Yeah, Pat.
Well, for those of you that know me, you know that I always look for everything to be perfect and beautiful. I go to the Amazon.
You know? Where it's all perfect and beautiful.
All the bugs and the dirt and all that stuff. But I swam with the dolphins in the Red Sea, and that was quite different. The Red Sea is Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. And that's, you know, where we swam. So I felt like those dolphins were really, I mean, they were, it wasn't just for the tourists. They're really doing some heavy-duty work there. And the water was gray, and there was a little bit of garbage, like, float, you know, on the bottom and stuff. But you have to be trained to do the scuba diving, and they tell you, don't touch the dolphins. Don't touch them. I'm like, what? Anyway, as soon as we got down there, he signaled to me to go ahead and touch it. But it was beautiful. It's like you could, like you said, you could really feel the peace and the harmony and the power. And also, at that conference, I experienced being birthed by a dolphin.
Oh, awesome.
With Paula.
Oh, with Paula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about, you know, touching, not touching the dolphins, and there's reason for that. Because the truth is, they respond to us telepathically. So if you're sending out loving thoughts, even erotic thoughts, in, you know, with the highest intentions, healing thoughts, the dolphins will come to you. So they say, just be like a dolphin. So it's not like your arms flailing, because they don't do that. You keep your arms to your side, and you move gracefully and masterfully, best you can, with your feet being your dorsal fin in the water, and they get you. They will get you. Yeah. Go ahead.
They also don't hear, so they pick up your vibration.
Uh-huh. They hear sound. They respond to sounds.
They hear the sound waves, they don't hear.
Exactly. Right. They respond to the waves. They hear the vibration, the love vibration, whatever energetic vibration you're putting out, they know where you're at. They are extremely exaltedly intelligent beings. Yeah, sure.
That's one of my dreams, to swim with the dolphins. But my girlfriend did it several years ago with her son, my godson. And they went to Florida. And I guess just a day or two before they had gone on their trip to see the dolphins, the crew told them the story of this woman who was pregnant, and she was in the water, and they were really trying to be careful that she didn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. But the dolphins were trying to sort of push her away from everybody else, and they'd swim around her, and one of them came by, and there was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
They were showing her, this is our baby, and then they would go up to her and they would touch their nose to her tummy.
Ooh.
And that was her baby. This is our baby. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, wow. They so want to communicate with us on every level.
Is there anything that they can, do they admonish, like, if we had, like, a handful with this disease or, like, a cold or something, not to this one, with the dolphins, would it spare them ours? Can they catch our stuff?
I would say if you feel good enough to get out in the water, they will actually assist in a healing for you. So they sense when you're not feeling well. And they will, you know, even if they're not like really close, like within a couple of feet, through their echolocation abilities and telepathy, they can do a healing on you, just being in the vicinity. Yeah.
And you don't even have to be in the water.
That's true.
If you're tuned into.
Oh, sure. You can get healings in meditation with them. I've gotten many, many healings from them. Yeah, and dovetailing on what you were saying, there are dolphins who have assisted as midwives in births. One was written up about the Black Sea, and the dolphins there were actually assisting. And the mothers who had their babies there actually take the children back to the Black Sea, and they know the dolphins personally who assisted in the births of these children. Okay? It's pretty amazing. In fact, both Bobby and Joan Ocean, who wrote their books after spending countless hours with them in the ocean and in studying them firsthand, talk about this, that they know who the dolphins are where they go swim all the time. They show up and they have a personal relationship with them, know them by name and so forth. In fact, a lot of times they name them according to the markings, because sometimes they'll, you know, get bit or get hurt by sharks or, you know, other accidents, and then, you know, that's how people know them, besides being able to tune into them energetically if they're that close to them and know which dolphin's which. So it's just fascinating reading these books. and spending time. I've actually, you know, spent time with Joan Ocean on the Big Island. I know all the dolphin people on the Big Island. And she takes people out in boats, both for dolphin excursions and also with the whales.
This is a true story of this friend of Mary's who had this lawsuit looming over her head. And so she was really worried, and so she decided to go over to Capitola. So she's just sitting there on the bench, and she's just kind of tuning into the water and just having faith that the dolphins are out there, and she started communing with them. And she's breathing and doing a nice meditation, and within like a half an hour, she was just, had released it, just what was worrying her about this lawsuit. And she came home, and within a day or two, it was dropped. It just shifted totally, okay? So these things happen all the time. You know, people getting well, you know, and maybe they're doing other things as well, but it can't hurt to really be tuned into that energy.
Do you think the lawsuit was dropped on the
forefront? Absolutely. Because there are no accidents, right?
How many of you were aware of that the dolphin in Florida, he had, you know, an injury and his tail fin was amputated? Oh, okay. Well, he has a new prosthetic tail. His name is Winter. Maybe you saw a news clip because this is all over the news. Yeah. And now Clearwater, Florida, the Marine Aquarium there has decided to start a program where they're inviting people, children, you know, war veterans and all, anyone who has an amputated limb to come and be with the dolphins for free.
Wow.
Okay, this is powerful.
Where is that dolphin?
Clearwater, Florida. I'll send that around. The other application for dolphins working with people who really have difficulty communicating are the autistic children, and there are more and more of them being born all the time. I mean, it's really scary almost, you know. But on some level, they're teaching us that there are other ways of connecting than just the normal way we talk, okay? Because I have an autistic cousin who's incredibly gifted, and she knew before anyone that her grandfather had dropped dead, and she knew. And she's just very psychic because she operates like a dolphin. Anyway, so we're going to move now into the healing because we only have about 15 minutes, and this is a really powerful healing.